This recording, Trinidad 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying for so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I remember my first time playing carnival. Now, as a child, I never got to play mass. I wasn't involved in carnival because of my religion. But the first time I experienced it, I was a young adult, right? I think I was about 17 or 18. And I played juve for the first time. And it was such a beautiful experience going out on the square in Port of Spain in the height of darkness, Sunday, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And just the pure energy of everybody around. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. No race, no class, nothing. None of that matters. But the moment you touch the road and you feel the energy of everyone around you and the music is going, the rhythm section's going, the flames going from the flambeaux. I remember we played Blue Devil that year, and the first time that paint touched my skin, I was prepping, getting ready. It was such a beautiful and spiritual experience. The pure joy and energy and freedom that I felt, I would never forget that for the world. I know you can't stop me from playing mass. Honestly, I love carnival. Carnival is so integral to our culture. And everybody have to experience that at least once in their life. Must. Carnival can't come and I'm not in any fete and no party. You know, I need to experience it. I need to be there. And I will never forget the first time I put on my carnival costume for the first time to head out on the road. I mean, people just say putting on a costume, you know, people just put on costume to look pretty and look nice. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. When you see people coming from all over Trinidad, all over the world, and they all just sharing this common energy. They're going down the road singing this one song, wearing the same costume, having a good time, not even caring about whatever worries they have with their loan or their children or their friends or their family, you know. They just put all their worries aside and moving as one, enjoying that moment together. I would never exchange that for the world. Carnival is life.